Well, it's been 5 years since Anne Holland stepped into the role of Australia's National Children's Commissioner. Back then, kids were facing a world in flux as a global pandemic shut off classrooms and playgrounds, wreaking havoc on their education and social well-being.
In a way, COVID has just amplified the issues that we already knew were there. It's just made them bigger. And we need the best minds at the table. We need national coordination and national leadership to fix these problems. And I guess one of the things, as many commentators have said, the crises this year have shown how important national coordination is. We need that for our kids and we need it for their families.
Anne Holland's speaking with Frank Kelly on Radio National Breakfast on Anne Holland's first day in the role in November 2020. Well, how things have changed. 5 years on, the world is quite a different place. And with the childcare sector in crisis and a social media ban for under-16s looming, the job of protecting Australia's children remains vital. Anne Holland's will be officially finishing her term as National Children's Commissioner tomorrow and joins me now. Commissioner, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. So glad to be here.
When you reflect on the past 5 years in this role, is there a thread that goes from 2020 right until today?
Oh, gosh, yes. That was very funny hearing that first interview. Look, it's been really difficult to get attention on the needs of our most vulnerable children throughout this time because of the way we view responsibilities under the Federation. So, Sally, we've talked about this before, the traditional hands-off posture that we often hear from the Commonwealth saying it's not our responsibility, you should be speaking with the states and territories. I think we're seeing that no longer works for the policy challenges we face today. And so now we've got, youth justice reform is snapping at the heels of the Commonwealth government with the Senate inquiry having resumed this week. And it's clear from the crisis in the childcare system that child safety and wellbeing does require strong Commonwealth government leadership and accountability for action on those child safety recommendations that have sat on shelves for way too long. So I think there's a growing recognition that the old ways of thinking about how we deal with child safety and wellbeing is no longer working and that we need to work together across the Federation.
You've spoken many times about the need for a federal minister for children. Do you remain in that position?
Well, actually, yes, I'd put it as the top priority in going forward. You know, we need to fix the accountability gaps that are obvious wherever we look. And we need to make the safety, the rights and wellbeing of children a national priority. So the question is, how do we do that? So I have, I think, quite respectfully suggested a cabinet minister for children, just as we have a senior cabinet minister for women in Katie Gallagher for very good reasons. We also have women's safety listed as a key priority for national cabinet, but child safety is not there. In fact, the word children is not on that list. We get women's budget statements every year. We need child wellbeing budget statements. So we need these accountability mechanisms. That's a top priority, I think.
With the warnings that you've been making over the past 5 years and now what we know about what's been going on and the lack of effective regulation in the childcare centre, do you feel angry about some of those warnings being ignored and action not being taken?
Yes, I do. And not just for myself being ignored, but for advocates, many advocates across the board and experts have been ignored. We haven't looked at the science of what will actually protect children. The Australian Child Maltreatment Study, I always remember when that came out, it did not get a front page coverage and it didn't get anywhere near the attention that something like the sexual harassment of women in the workplace got around that time. So the truth is that when it comes to children's issues, we are sidelining them, and children often themselves say they feel invisible and can't get the help that they need from service systems that are primarily geared towards protecting the adults, not the children in their care.
Are the settings, the policy and accountability settings, are they right now to protect kids in childcare?
No. Look, it's been great that we've seen strong Commonwealth leadership and collaboration across Federation governments to say, okay, we waited too long, we've got to get on with it now. They're fast-tracking reforms. But this is just very much the beginning of what needs to be, I think, a proper consideration of what kind of childcare industry do we want to have in 10 years' time. You know, we've got this mess of laws and policies and fragmented regulatory systems. And as I said, we saw that they've protected the adults, not the children. I think government actually does need help, and that's why I'm supporting the calls for an independent national childcare commission that would oversee the industry and design that childcare system that we want to see in the future.
You're hearing from National Children's Commissioner Anne Hollands, who officially ends her five-year term tomorrow. Social media ban. From December the 10th, kids under 16 will be banned from certain social media platforms in Australia. Do you feel that the government has done enough to prepare kids, schools and families for this big transition?
Not yet, no. And I called for this a year ago when the legislation passed while I support guardrails to protect children from harmful content on social media and all, you know, the algorithms and so on, there are children who have who go online because that's the only way they've been able to get help. And that's to do with the failure of the real life systems like mental health services, help for kids with disabilities and special needs and kids, you know, who can't find that connection and that sense of belonging in the physical world. They've got used to using social media for that. So we need to find other ways of helping those kids because they will be excluded from that very important way of connecting and getting help.
You've been a strong critic of Australia's child justice and incarceration system. What more should governments at the Commonwealth and state and territory level be doing to support and protect children in the system?
Well, Sally, regardless of what slogans got governments into power, when they're in power, they need to look at the evidence of what will prevent crime by children. So we're just asking them to look at the evidence. It's in the Helpway earlier report that we had tabled in Parliament last year. We found that harsh punishment of young children has not worked anywhere in the world to make communities safer. And that's because crime by children is a symptom of their unmet needs and underlying issues that we're failing to address because our upstream service systems like health, education and human services, they're failing to meet their needs. So in Helpway earlier, we recommend a national task force led by the Commonwealth Government that looks at the evidence and charts a reform roadmap for the whole Federation. That's what I would like to see.
Anne Hollands, what's next for you?
Don't know yet, Sally. Watch this space.
Thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, look, it's a great pleasure. And can I just say I'm really pleased to be feeling a bit more optimistic as I leave. You know, Australia is a rich and smart country. I think we can do a whole lot better for our kids. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you again. Anne Hollands is the outgoing National Children's Commissioner, finishing up her five-year term.